Today, Connecticut looks at canning the gas tax, a wine sampling at the JCC. Starbucks considers getting rid of single-use coffee cups. Amherst plans a large solar project and a high-level push to end daylight savings time.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Wednesday, March 16, 2022. Thank you for being with us on Pioneer Valley Radio. The weather offers more than a hint of spring again today. In fact, partly to mostly sunny with a high between 56 and 60 degrees. The winds will be light from the south. Tonight, clouds increase and a low of 32 to 38 degrees. Well, as we know, the effort in Massachusetts to relieve us temporarily of the gas tax has been shot down on Beacon Hill. What will happen to a similar proposal in Connecticut? Well, we'll have to wait and see. There have been proposals in both Connecticut and Massachusetts calling for some relief through a suspension of each state's gas tax. At this point, relief appears more likely in Connecticut, where Governor Ned Lamont has called for a holiday from the state's 25-cent per gallon gas tax, starting as soon as possible and lasting through the end of June. In Connecticut, the average price of regular unleaded gas, $4.45 per gallon, a little less in Mass, while it is $4.34 per gallon in our state. March 14th, 2022, marked the 60th anniversary for this organization. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts approved incorporation of the small nonprofit educational group, the Springfield Memorial Society. Now, as the organization grew, name changes reflected the broader service areas of Greater Springfield and then all of Western Mass. The mission has remained the same over 60 years, educating the public about rights and options for final arrangements. Originally incorporated as the Springfield Memorial Society in 1962, this volunteer-run nonprofit gradually expanded to serve all four counties of Western Mass. Now today, FCAWM continues the original mission of protecting a consumer's right to choose meaningful, dignified, and affordable final arrangements. Now, on the 60th anniversary, FCAWM volunteers are engaged in a new price comparison study of funeral home services in Hampden, Hampshire, Franklin, and Berkshire counties. The results will be posted in a price comparison chart on the organization's website this summer, updating the previous comparison completed in 2020. For decades, FCAWM has conducted and shared these biennial surveys to inform the public. FCAWM is not affiliated with or sponsored by the funeral industry. Wednesday, March 16th from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m., in person at the Jewish Community Center, you can sample over 100 different wines and choose from the area's best selection of kosher for Passover wines. Representatives from Gordon's Fine Wines and Liquors will be available to assist with your selections. A 10% case discount will be offered for orders of 12 or more bottles. The order deadline, March 23rd, with pickup beginning March 30th. And please note that should circumstances necessitate the cancellation of in-person tastings, kosher for Passover wines will still be available for purchase. Order forms with descriptions of each wine will be available at the Jewish Community Center and on their website. The program is free and open to the public. You have to be 21 or over to attend. Proof of vaccination is required to attend. Here come communal coffee cups. Starbucks has announced plans to rid stores of single-use cups by 2025 in favor of an all-reusable model. In a press release issued on Tuesday, the company detailed plans to achieve its latest planet-positive goal by encouraging customers to bring their own personal cups to be refilled or by offering communal cups that guests would be instructed to return upon their next visit. Now, those communal cups would then be professionally cleaned at the store and provided. A representative for Starbucks said it was still testing various incentives and disincentives to get customers on board with its reusable cup program to other Starbucks customers who would in turn repeat the process. The town of Amherst is the new owner of a 150-acre parcel of land on West Pomeroy Lane in South Amherst. This was formerly home to the Hickory Ridge Golf Course. After almost 4 years of planning, the town recently paid $520,000 for the land, a bargain sale negotiated with the owner, Fort River Solar II LLC. The land has been appraised at $5,025,000. The seller will retain the option of leasing 26 acres of parcel from the town for 20 years to install a solar array that will produce 6.44 megawatts of electricity annually. The solar array will include a 3,500-kilowatt battery storage system. The town will now move forward to develop a master plan for the site with a vision for how the site will be programmed, managed, and funded for the foreseeable future. The town has already begun to solicit resident input and involvement through online and in-person surveys and forums. Amherst will also receive an annual payment in lieu of taxes for the solar project. Outreach is also happening online with a new tool called Engage Amherst, which allows residents to share ideas and suggestions on a dedicated website for Hickory Ridge. To date, over 285 ideas and comments have been contributed by community members about future land uses and ideas for Hickory Ridge, including walking trails, housing development, mountain biking trails, disc golf, and theater entertainment space. And a proposal to make daylight savings permanent in the U.S. cleared the Senate on Tuesday, now heading to the House of Representatives. The Sunshine Protection Act would need to be approved by the House and then signed into law by President Biden before it becomes official. Even then, it wouldn't take effect until November 20th of 2023 to allow airlines and other industries to prepare reports. Now, that means we would fall back for the final time in November of 23, then spring forward again once and for all in March of 2024. The change would mean later sunsets in the winter months, but it also would mean later sunrises. Well, thank you very much for being with us on our program today. I wish you a great midweek, and I hope you're with us again tomorrow morning, Thursday, for our next news show. Should be up online at 6 a.m., and once it is, it's available to you throughout the day and night on demand at your convenience. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.